that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Gotta get your groove on.
Get my shit together over here. Hold on. Yo. Yeah, I think we good.
I've seen her. Yeah, I'm good.
they gonna clown you for that, Moses.
That's Ludacris. He did that shit. You remember that?
I don't care. They gonna clown you for trying to sing. Yo.
Not a singer. Not a rapper.
I'm a podcaster.
I'm a podcaster. All right, yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I'm Lex.
Fuck out of here. Moses. I'm going to change lives.
So, yo, that's your name tonight, Dave? Fuck out of here.
Changing lives.
Word. So, as you were just saying, Moses, you're a podcaster now.
That's it, man.
Why? What got you feeling that way, my brother?
Because we doing a podcast, nigga.
What?
I wasn't fucking talking to you, Dave. I'm talking to Moses. Goddamn. He's a man. He can answer him for himself.
What makes you feel like a podcaster?
I do feel disrespected now.
I'm just asking.
But that's how you... That's how you said it, though.
You feel like, you feel like you're a podcaster, buddy.
Come on, man.
Not bad.
It's actually Friday the fucking 13th. Friday the 13th.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck?
Shit don't happen. Shit gonna happen every day regardless.
Friday the 13th. Well, my Friday the 13th was my daughter having pink eye, so she couldn't go to daycare. And then my son got released from school 3 hours early because PwC had some type of water main break and the water's contaminated at like 4 of the schools over there.
What the hell is going on?
So I just been chilling, playing 2K all day and letting them do whatever they want.
Trying to poison the water?
You got to tell little cuz stop scratching the butt and rubbing the eyes.
Why would you say something like that?
Because you get pink eye from fecal matter in your eyes, nigga. That's why.
I would definitely tell my daughter to stop scratching her ass and putting her finger
out. Or tell your son stop farting on your daughter's pillow.
He don't do that. See, that's why I hit it. Right? See the bullshit shit. I deal with this nigga
I'm
Dave.
Saying,
what are you doing there? I'm fluffing up the pillows.
There you go.
fluffing up the pillows.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I'll tell you, them fucking silent farts be the deadliest ones, though.
Silence. You still can tell because the nigga face be all fucked up, like he dying or something.
Like, you ever had one of them silent farts and it was just like, ain't nobody heard nothing, but niggas is just like, yo, who the fuck let that one loose though? It's dead in here. We gotta go.
Man, the farts sound like an old ass truck about to blow up. Put your bah! What the fuck happened?
What the fuck? You all right, Dave?
Oh shit, this is cuz.
Huh? Bro, we're doing a podcast.
Yeah, I know. I just got a firm request from your cousin, nigga. Shout out to your cousin.
Oh, which one?
Don't worry about it.
All right, whatever.
Shout out to cuz.
Yeah, what up, cuz? Friday the 13th. They always say like some bad luck shit, superstition shit. You believe in that? You believe in superstitions, bro? Do not do that shit.
Just shout out to the Cougars.
Just shout out to the I hate this nigga, man.
Wait, what is the Cougars guy?
Exactly. What the fuck is? What are you talking about? You looking at? You believe in superstitions though?
No.
You don't?
No.
So you don't believe in like walking under ladders,
right? Stepping on cracks,
right? A black cat crossing your path.
No. You control your own path, man. Stop. You fuck up yourself. That's what that's what makes the shit be crazy, because you be worrying about what's really happening. You fuck up your own day. Tripping over shit. That's you, nigga. Because you fucking paranoid. So,
Dave.
Fucking bullshit.
You believe in any of that type of shit?
Bullshit.
All right, I'm going to take this back. This ain't my cousin. I don't know this nigga.
Superstition. What are you doing out here, man?
I don't know. He look like somebody I knew, though.
Nigga, stop lying. I hear so much you our cousin.
That nigga ugly. What was the question?
Believe in superstition. Oh,
like Craig Mack.
No, not like really. Craig Mack. Yeah, he wasn't that ugly. Shout out. Rest in peace, Craig Mack. Not really.
So you can walk under the ladder and you good.
Yeah, I do all that. Split poles, walk under ladders. You know what I mean? Step on cracks. My mama back ain't broke yet.
What's going on?
Damn, yet?
Oh, man. Not yet. Step on a crack every day.
Yeah, I don't believe in none of that bullshit neither. Every time I see a black cat cross me, I was like, oh, what up, nigga? Fuck about that. Yo.
Throw the hat on the bed.
That's bad luck.
Black cat. No hats on beds, no purses on beds.
I've heard that no purses on the floor.
No purses on the floor?
Yeah, it says they be like, oh, I it makes me broke. Like, really?
Bitch, you been broke.
What are you talking about?
And the first purse you had was on the floor.
Jesus Christ. So, Moses.
I know somebody with that hat superstition, they can't stand that.
Hat on
the
bed.
Hat on the bed. Yeah.
Get your hat out the bed.
All right,
Moses, you tried the Impossible Burger.
Fuck the Impossible Burger. Bullshit.
Why you say fuck the Impossible Burger?
Hold on.
Where'd you get the Impossible Burger from?
It's the only place to get it from, nigga. Burger.
No, it's not no only place to get it from. But you got it from Burger King.
Yeah, I got it from Burger King. I fucked up.
Why would you think that?
Nigga, I just wanted to try something different. I'm sorry. I fucked up.
Nigga, try to eat healthy from the...
and eating slop.
From Burger King. Right,
from the dog food spot?
Yeah.
You went to go get like some extra
brown
dog food?
Celery. That's what the fuck it tastes like. Brown celery.
What? Like,
it
what?
Had celery on a burger?
No, it just tastes like brown celery.
That's what do you think was in it?
I don't fucking know. I thought I ate like two bites. I was like, no.
What were you thinking getting an Impossible Burger from the fast food joint?
I was thinking like it might be something. It might be something. That's what the fuck I was thinking, and that's why I got it.
Ain't shit in there, bro. Hey, you know that.
I should have fucking put a Whopper patty on that shit.
You was better off just going to IGA and getting your own Impossible Burgers and make them at home yourself, nigga.
Yeah, I heard
what is Impossible Burgers made out of? Is it beans or something like that?
Yeah, it's different shit.
But I heard the ones in the store.
From what I hear anyway, because I want to try it.
I heard the ones in the store is more better, though.
Of course, I would. I'm sure.
Anything.
I'm going to try one, though.
This nigga got a Mick Impossible.
Mick Impossible.
From Burger King.
Yeah, Slop Impossible.
Did your Impossible Burger come out with the crown on top of it?
What? No.
Oh.
Came with a free crown.
Nigga, he was fucking up. People was mad. One dude left. It's like, I've been standing here for 2 hours. What's going on? She was like, I'm trying to get the window, sir. He was like, fuck this. I fucking love it. I love when somebody walks off. Because they always be like, fuck this.
You loved it so much, you ordered two Impossible Burgers.
You got two Impossible Burgers?
Get the fuck out of here, Joe.
I'm sorry. I thought you did. Because I can see you getting two Impossibles.
I can see you eating Impossible Burgers.
Impossible Whoppers.
Shut up. You probably would get the Impossible Waffle. Impossible Burrito if they came out one.
Fuck out of here, man.
Get the burrito.
You niggas heard that Ghostface album? I only heard a little bit of it.
I heard a little bit.
Ghostface Killer, Ghostface Killers is the name of it. Came out. Shit. Keep that soul, man. It keeps that soul. Man.
It's different. I'm sorry. No, no.
Why is it all right to you? This shit is fire. What I heard was fire.
I got to listen to it again.
Shout out to Ghost for being consistent, man.
He's spitter, though, so.
He the most consistent out the wolf. And he got the most albums he put out. You know what I mean? He always puts something out at least every once, one album every year at least. Shout out to Ghost. And he's selling merch out here.
And them albums is fire. His last album from this one was fire.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, shout out to that Wu-Tang shit. Y'all still watching that that series on Hulu?
Oh, you know it.
I ain't been catching it. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't been catching it. I've been on fucking Snowfall, man.
Snowfall.
I know I'm late, but nigga. I'm glad I'm catching up.
That's the thing about it.
Yeah.
Like catching up. That's the best feeling.
Yeah, I get to binge it, so.
It fucked me up. I done seen my new season, so it's kind of fucking me up.
Dave, you still no Snowfall?
No,
no Power.
Have you seen Power?
You know I seen Power. Don't ask me stupid questions.
Look, nigga, I'm trying to tell you, niggas is not watching Power.
You think
you understand what I'm saying?
Why you think that? I mean, I just feel like go ahead.
Certain the way you do stuff in the show can change it. Always, just like when the game came out, that was a hype show. Then they changed up, fucked up. Nobody was watching it after that. So, and it's what, last season? So I feel like,
Well, see, I thought that's probably why.
It's not the last season it's coming back on.
Nah, hell no. I thought that's why more people would be watching it because it's the last season.
It's not the last season.
It's not the last season, but it's coming on different, right?
Why is it not the last season, David? They said it was the last season.
50 said he got the Power, I think book 2 is coming out right afterwards. Right, last season. It's the last season of this story. You're gonna have another storyline that ties in to this one. It's like an aftermath. Yeah. 50 got shows on his contract, nigga. It's still gonna be Power, but it's gonna be a whole nother cast, whole nother situation going.
Oh wow.
Right. And
I'll check that
Mary
out.
J. Blige is starring in it.
Oh wow.
I think she might be like the queen pin or something like that.
Well, Dave, I'll check that out.
Damn, Dave hit us with the fucking news. I ain't know nothing about this shit. That's dope as fuck.
I knew they was starting like a little spinoff, but I ain't know how they was gonna do it. That's the thing about it.
You said it's still gonna be called Power?
It's gonna be Power, like book 2 or something like that. It's gonna be whole new characters and all that. So at like towards the end of this season, you'll kind of see
those characters probably pop
right,
in
and
a
then you
bit,
won't
probably.
See nobody else from this season no more. Maybe the cops or something. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Whatever. I don't know. But it ain't over yet.
I'm definitely ready for that BMF shit that he's working on too.
I think everybody is.
But like you said, I'm with you kind of a little bit though. I think niggas ain't watching Power like that because it seemed like everybody I asked, I'm like, yo, you seen the episode? You seen it? They were like, nah, I gotta catch up. I'm like, damn, ain't nobody watching this shit?
Yeah. I'm telling one nigga was like, fuck Power.
There's a couple people saying fuck Power.
Yeah. But someone's still catching up. I don't know. I might just catch up. Right? I don't know.
You don't know? Fuck it. 9/11 just passed. Rest in peace to the people that lost their lives during that situation.
R.I.P.
Dave, you was in New York when 9/11 happened. How was that for you? Did any of the debris and the smoke come out towards where you were at?
Nigga, that's a dumbass fucking question.
What you mean? That was a lot of shit, bro.
Nigga, you know the fuck I was staying at.
I don't remember.
You sound stupid. I was in like sixth grade, I believe. I don't know. I think I was like in sixth grade or some shit like that. But No, nigga, ain't no fucking debris come wherever the fuck I was, where I was at, nigga.
I was talking about the smoke, though. Not actual debris.
Smoke, no fucking debris. I live 45 minutes away from the city. Smoke, debris ain't traveling 45 minutes away.
What he want to say, what was going in your head?
No, he didn't want to say that, because if he wanted to say that, he would have said that.
So
he
what
said,
was going through
did
your head?
Smoke in debris.
What was going through your head?
Did smoke in debris.
During the time,
but you know how he do.
Smoke in debris.
He come with the crazy question first,
minutes,
though. You know how he do.
He know where the fuck I was living at. He sound fucking stupid.
I can't remember.
Nigga, shut up. No, well, going through my head, nothing. I mean, the shit happened. I was in class. Yeah, I mean, shit, they announced it over the fucking PA system. I think one thing I remember is I seen my...
Have you ever been in those buildings?
Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Can you let me finish?
Go ahead, nigga.
One thing I remember is one of my I think it was my history teacher. She was running down the hallway crying and shit because her husband had got on a plane that morning and she didn't know which plane had hit the towers at that one point, but he was going somewhere else. It wasn't his plane. But yeah, I mean, the only thing I remember was the shit was on every fucking channel. Felt like it was on the fucking cartoon channel.
You ever been in one of those buildings?
Nope.
I've been up there. OG took me up there right before we moved down here. And you can go all the way to the top. We was on the roof and shit, and it had those fucking binocular looking things, whatever. You can see all the way into Pennsylvania and shit. But what was freaked out about that shit is just like, damn, imagine if I was up there and a fucking plane is coming, nigga. That's what I thought of when I seen those fucking towers going down and planes going through them. I was like, I've been on top of there, so... What if I was up there and a plane was fucking coming, nigga? That's got to be fucking insane, man.
Been over.
Yeah,
it's
for sure.
It's insane for anybody, man.
Shit, Hove dropped a Blueprint that day. Fab dropped Ghetto Fabulous that day. And that was Fab's first album.
Yeah.
And Blueprint's my favorite Hove album. You got a favorite Hove album, Dave?
Reasonable Doubt.
I ain't mad at that. You got a favorite Hove album, Moses, or no?
Blueprint 2.
Blueprint 2, the double disc.
I think Cousin Akeem's, his mother.
Oh, yeah, she was working in one of them buildings.
She was working in that building. Yeah, one of those buildings. And if I remember the story correctly, He made a late because he was late. He was dragging ass going to school.
Oh wow!
And he made her late.
You know what? Yeah.
And she was in the subway as the one of the, I guess the first plane hit the tower, and she was late. She would have been in the building. So shout out to Cousin King, saved his mom's because he was bullshitting that morning.
You got a lot of bullshit, man.
Sometimes stuff happens for a reason, bro. Mm-hmm. We not, you know what I'm saying? We not gonna know.
You got a lot of bullshit, man. Damn. Shout out to you, cuz.
This was something.
So Trump came to the Ville, right? And I seen pictures and shit. Seen a nigga fly into the Fayetteville airport with that big ass plane. I didn't think that shit was gonna even make that landing strip, but it did. Then. There you go. He had a little rally. He talked this shit, whatever. He said whatever he said. But what killed me, I seen pictures. I seen a dude with a sign that said, "Blacks for Trump." Black dude, he had a sign that said, "Blacks for Trump."
He got some supporters on. It's the South, man.
I mean, I ain't mad at it. And I ain't knocking it. It's just that, damn. Like, I feel like he going to win again.
He definitely gonna win again.
I feel like he gonna win again, man.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna win again. That ain't nothing new. I already been through that. That's a fact.
8 years of Trump? 8 years of Trump, Moses?
That's a fact. One, I believe, and nigga, one reason I think he believe, you know, he gonna win again is because just the way the
we don't control it. That's one.
Yeah, that too, and just the way the candidates is set up. I ain't been following shit, but none of them really seem like
Bernie, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bernie, but
Bernie,
it's a lot more people that don't fuck with Bernie that do fuck with Bernie. Unfortunately.
I can see that.
You know what I mean?
I can see that.
And none of them niggas is I don't think they got what it takes to you know, they got to somehow sway the people, the poor white niggas. Cause that's what made nigga, and that's what pretty much got the nigga in. The niggas that don't normally vote, them poor white niggas, they voting. And they still voting.
We gotta vote too.
Yeah, we got to vote too, of course, but like I said, them poor vote white early, niggas got
to
vote.
You know what I'm saying? You vote early, they're taking them votes, talking about they ain't missing. Got to vote late.
Vote late.
You got to vote late.
Just vote, man.
Nah, man.
Nah. I'm telling you, man, we don't control this, man.
So what? I mean,
all right, so you can
say
still
that.
Still go vote. Yeah, but yeah, I'm telling you.
You can say that,
I still
but don't
go vote.
But don't complain time, when shit don't go your way. You know what I mean?
I say still vote,
that's
right?
That's a fact.
But at the same time, it does make you not want to vote.
Yeah, because you, like, you know, niggas don't know who to vote for. I didn't vote last term. I didn't vote the term before that neither, though. So.
Bad.
I'm bad. What? Nah, because I looked at it like I try not to let that affect my life. But at the same time, you still gotta consider others. This is what I realized at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna vote this time.
You try not to let what affect your life?
Just the shit, the laws and
Try not to let laws affect your life, nigga.
Yeah,
that,
nigga.
That doesn't make any
affect,
sense,
though.
Bro.
No, what I'm saying.
That's why you have to vote.
Well, I'm going to.
I mean, laws affect your life.
Yeah, well, no, I know that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't try not to let laws affect your life.
I was young and dumb, that's how I was thinking. Right.
Now you know what's popping.
That was what, 4 years ago?
It was longer than that.
It was longer than that. You didn't vote 4 years ago.
I didn't vote 8 years ago.
You didn't vote 4 years ago either.
Exactly.
Right. So you said it was longer than that. So that was 4 years ago. You was dumb 4 years ago?
Voting?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Like 28 years old? Yeah, I was dumb. I ain't dumb no more.
Yeah, like, we questioning and shit. Nigga sweating.
It was 8 years. 70 degrees out here. This nigga sweating.
Yeah, he's sweating. Fucking nervous.
Man, y'all niggas know how it is.
And
niggas
the fan
on the dirty
is on.
Water. Y'all niggas were talking. I fucking hate y'all.
70 degrees with the fan on.
I'm sick of
sweating profusely.
This nigga blame. No, nigga. It's the fucking bacon grease you keep under your bed, nigga. Two shots of that.
Oh, says a nigga that just got the Impossible Burger from Burger King.
If I would have put that bacon fat on it, I would have been good.
Nigga. At least the salmon was real, nigga.
Bacon fat.
That's a fact.
Yo, Tekashi coming home.
You ain't got no more salmon now, do you?
I don't.
Shut up.
I don't.
Niggas
I
been
don't.
Talking about salmon.
Yeah.
In your championship. Shut up. Shut up.
Damn. Fucking hate these niggas,
man. Your salmon is pink and it was nice. And it was shorty.
Y'all the reason why I eat so much salmon, cause y'all told me to get a fucking salmon shirt. Fuck out of here, nigga. Y'all the fucking reason why I
don't worry,
eat so
nigga.
Much salmon now, nigga. Fuck y'all.
Get you right, nigga.
Tekashi coming home.
Dirty water pink salmon shirt for you.
Tekashi coming home. One of the niggas he snitching on was his manager.
Oh
Shiny,
my god!
15 years.
Tekashi.
That's your man's.
We don't know who he's snitching on. Wait till the trial. He's snitching though. That's
first
for
of
sure.
all, who man's it?
You gotta wait till the trial though.
I ain't grow up with that nigga.
Hey, Grover.
He definitely snitching.
Dang, my man's. That's your boy.
I definitely had to stop bumping his music. Yo, you know what makes me mad about
Tekashi? The funny part about it is you was bumping.
I was. I was like, yo, this shit hard. And I was like,
no.
You know what's crazy, though? Now when I listen.
Did you see the video?
No.
He was straight flexing.
Let's get skilly.
Oh, my God.
Now, because you know I listen to A Boogie album, Hoodie Season, all the time and shit. Every time the song come on with Tekashi, I gotta skip it. Mm-hmm. I am not giving that a stream. I promise you, I'm not giving that shit a stream. Can't do it.
Some niggas don't care.
But what's crazy is I thought that nigga Shotty was gonna get more than 15 years. I'm feeling like he lucked out.
What kind of deal he got?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I feel like he lucked out.
What kind of deal he got?
I don't know.
Blue papers.
I feel like he lucked out.
Papers.
You get over there, Dave?
Yeah, nigga, you good?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. New York.
Whatever.
Nigga took a plea deal. I mean, what you want to do? The thing is about the court system is you take it, they offer you a fucking deal. You don't take the fucking plea deal. That means
you get more.
Right. That's at least what I'm saying is right. Them niggas gotta fucking spend money for a lawyer. All that shit costs money. So you gonna get numbers when you do that. So they gonna order, you know what I mean, that nigga took what they offered. So you know what I mean, it is what it is. He knew his chances wasn't looking good. So he took what the fuck they offered the first time.
You want in?
I can't contest that. I agree with that.
Why fight it when you got a nigga that's about to snitch on you?
Right.
You know what I mean? Right.
About to tell everything that was going on.
It's a wrap. Right.
So, take that 15. He could do that 15. Shotty, what, like in his 30s?
Right.
He do 15. He's straight. He'd be out. He'd be good.
Probably he got some money stashed.
I mean, either way, even not, nigga. He had to hold it down. Somebody had to hold it down, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Treyway.
That's a long goddamn time, nigga. Sheesh. Hey,
he could have told.
Well, he chose. He didn't choose.
Men told
exactly.
On
and then that's light time. Then let's do it.
Men told on you.
Do y'all believe?
Shout out to Shotty.
Do y'all believe women that say, you know, when somebody like that gets 15 years, they gonna hold him down?
Some women do. Some women don't. Okay. You got someone that's loyal out there that, like, I done seen them hold their person down.
Just, 15 years, my nigga.
Okay. Go out there.
I'm gonna let you go ahead. Go ahead.
Go out there, visit them, do everything. Some of them don't, like, yeah, I'll hold you down. And like, fuck that. Doing what they can. You know what I'm saying?
That's all.
Gotta understand.
You doing 15, I wouldn't expect anybody to hold me down. I wouldn't expect her to do anything, but as long as she doing what she can, I mean, if she sending me what she can, if she replying to my letters or doing whatever the fuck she can, I mean, that is what it is. I appreciate it, but I don't expect nobody to do nothing for me. 15 years is a long time.
Now, my thing is, just don't tell me that. Don't tell me you're going to, oh, this is yours forever, or you know what I'm saying? Like what David said, you got to expect that shit. So it's like, don't tell me that shit, because then I'll more so push you away. Well, I ain't trying to do 15 years anyway, personally.
My nigga, whether she tell you that or not, it's up to you to know that what the fucking deal is, my nigga.
That's true.
Don't believe in what niggas tell you. You know what I mean? Niggas is in it for as long as they can be in it for. You know that. Fuck it.
That's what I said. Someone lawyer, like, if they know their girl, like, they gonna hold them down.
15 years, I'm saying.
What about a year, though?
Yeah. I mean, what up? I ain't never been in jail, so. I mean, yeah, don't seem that
bad.
No,
I'm just saying, would you put more trust in it then? Like 6 months to a year.
I mean, it depends on how long you've been with shorty.
Cause say like,
you know what I mean? And you know what type of bitch you dealing with?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's true
like,
too, though. That's true too. Mm, go ahead, Moses. I'm sorry.
She might have like good jobs. She's straight, so he just might have. You know what I'm saying? So regardless, she just like
the good job ain't got nothing to do with needs though. why you look at me like that?
Women is different. They don't really need no nigga. They got all kind of plug ups and shit. Like, you
like I said,
like,
you know what type they of
they on a different level
with.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is you talking about?
Niggas need pussy more than women. You know what I mean? Need sex. You know,
you think so?
Nigga. I mean,
listen, I don't think that.
A chick go to jail, it's a wrap.
I think it's
you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
A chick go to jail, it's a wrap, nigga.
I think it's even.
I think
niggas need pussy just like women need dick.
I think a woman will hold out of love quicker than a man to hold out of love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas ain't hold. I mean,
yeah.
Niggas will go
what
bust that nut.
Yeah,
just for the simple fact that I think that,
right?
You know what I mean? Niggas, it's easier for a nigga to bust a nut and not care about the bitch.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's just how I think, at least.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I mean? If shorty really loved a nigga, she'll hold out. She'll hold out. You know what I mean? But if not, I mean.
But I think men can do it too.
At the end of the day, if I go, I mean, I think men can do it too. Yeah, men can definitely
do
it.
But the 15? No.
We just said a year, like, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about the 15. Nah, I was explaining for the 15.
15 is tough.
No, for a
nigga, niggas not doing no 15.
Nigga
gonna crack.
Nigga
gonna crack that year.
I don't expect anybody to hold out.
Yeah, right.
Like,
that's crazy. Well, we're talking about men needing pussy and women needing dick.
Which is needing sex, period.
Yeah, needs a sex. So, shut the fuck up, Moses. See, this nigga always be interrupting shit. I'm with Dave. No, I'm not. Fuck Dave. I don't even remember what Dave said. But anyway.
What the fuck? You do this shit. You just said, fuck me. I'm with Dave. Wait a minute.
Shut up, man.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
I forget. Yo, shut up, man.
What are you talking about?
Let me see that.
I believe that the dude would hold out.
Dudes can hold out. Dudes can hold out too.
Yeah, I didn't say they couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. No, but you said that
I was talking about
the 15. You said that we can't hold out longer than women.
No, what I'm saying the majority of men is not holding out compared to the majority of women.
Okay. I would have to agree with that. Yeah. Right. I have to agree with that.
Dudes can hold it down.
But
I mean, yeah, they can. They definitely will. But the majority of men, niggas a fucking bitch, not care about them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. It's there's a lot of thotties out here, but the majority of women ain't thotties.
But could women do that too?
Yeah, they definitely can do it. Okay. Women is just doing exactly what we doing. I'm just saying the majority numbers.
I feel like women put more feeling into when they have sex.
Exactly what I'm saying, my man. They're not
some
gonna,
and some don't.
They're not gonna cheat.
They're not gonna go out,
you know what I mean, do they think as quick as men will. Like I said, you know what I mean? Niggas, I believe women, like I said, women, they might, if they cheat kind of emotional, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
Niggas will fuck a bitch, go home, and keep it moving. Go ahead, don't never talk to her again.
Women, they actually like the guy.
Majority.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you know I mean, okay. There's a lot of thotties out
here. Listen, it goes
shout
on both parts. Stop it. It goes on both parts.
Yeah, it
some
does.
Niggas
it, does.
Do,
it does.
Some niggas do be like, bro, stop it. She don't even want to fuck. Nah, bro.
What?
I love her.
Real shit.
Don't save her. She don't want to be. Real like, for real.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's like both parts, man.
Damn.
Fuck the bullshit.
You remember the skating ring, Moses?
Skating ring's popping. Let me tell you, the skating ring was like the kids' club. We was young. It was the club for us. The music was popping. He used to be skating. I won't skate. Skated one time. It was a rap for me.
Real shit.
Too many fall downs. I was like, I can't do this shit. Just chill out. Meet people. You already knew. We was deep out there. We was deep.
It was always deep at the skating rink.
It was deep. You know, a couple of slices of pizza or whatever. Play video games.
Had nachos and shit.
Oh my God.
That's why I thought it was funny when ATL came out and T.I. was skating.
Yeah, like, we was like, oh shit. Yeah, that honestly, that was us. But we won't doing no shit like.
Nah, definitely not.
Skating against each other.
Nah, we not.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, nah. We was representing teams. The blocks and what we, you know what I'm saying, schools, that's it. And like,
and we was young as fuck, so yeah. We was going, you know, see the girls and shit like that. Bullshit. Yo. With your homies. Yeah, I mean, they playing
the shoe the game would be nice though.
Yeah, you already know.
Niggas' shoes would be cleaned up. Be ready. Ironed up.
Skate Key in the Bronx. I believe it was in the Bronx. Skate Key was lit.
In the Bronx?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
What was y'all niggas nice. Doing up north, Dave?
The same shit we was doing down here. Right. But you know, the niggas, it was a little bit everybody. It was fucking rap music, but it was everybody from everywhere. So it was a lot more fights, and that's why shit got shut down, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, niggas get stabbed and shit. You know, niggas dumb shit.
New York niggas, man. Y'all niggas always doing buck 50s and shit.
Yeah, niggas from Harlem, Bronx, Queens, everybody just meeting up over there. So it was just bad and shit.
It was nice, but not nice.
It was nice when it was nice until it got ugly.
I know the music was nice, but always don't get it twisted. I mean, we had a nice little flow, but sometimes they'll switch it up because older folks be there, so we be like, what the hell is this? We don't want to listen to this, so they ain't mess it up. But it was popping though.
Remember, you used to go there with Cuz. We used to pull up.
You thought we was the shit.
Go through there real quick.
Pull up all deep.
Yeah, it was a lot of, know, yo, always had
it was some fights
deep.
Too popping. Oh, off.
It was always a fight popping
it
off.
It was some fights.
It was always a fight popping off.
Let me see. Always. I think that. Always. Was you there? I think we was coming out. Remember, we was coming out.
You know, they was playing that. You know, I don't remember Pastor everything. Troy. Which one?
We ready.
What, vice versa?
Nah.
See, y'all, come on, bro.
Come on.
Don't get
you
me
know
started,
it.
Man.
It was the one he came out with, man.
You ain't telling me shit.
Nigga.
Big mouth. Big talk. Well, come on, man. What the fuck?
Hell no.
We ready.
It's the only one I know. It's the only one I know in there.
No, we ready.
We ready.
Cut that shit off, man. Come on, cut that shit off, dogs. That ain't it. Cut it off.
It was we ready.
That shit.
It was we ready.
All right, you don't have to play we ready, though. We get it.
Y'all weren't ready for that though.
We get it.
But if he would have got it right, it would have been nice. Nah, if he would have got it right, this it?
No, I'm saying that's the only one I knew. That's all I was saying. That's the one I knew.
Nah, them niggas out there, but we read it. Everybody was on the cars. Niggas popped off.
Yeah.
Fuck your
that
car,
shit was
nigga.
Knocking.
Oh, started fighting.
I already know. I know how that made you feel when you was younger. Like, that shit was knocking.
Like, what?
I was in the teens too. Yeah. We was in our teens, nigga.
Coming out, that shit popping like that. That's what like some ATL shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shut your ass up with bullshit. Shit,
nah, that's real shit. I remember that shit came out. I wasn't here, but I know. I kind of imagine how that feel down.
But you
here,
was
like,
here. You,
know what I mean?
You caught some of our vibes. But when you came down, we were straight. You never really seen
I can't remember what songs was playing when I was came down here for the.
But you came down here to the game. I remember when you came down here, it was chill.
Like, you never, shit. Like, when it was round, never fight. That's why I kind of hate. I was like, damn, he never see the fight.
No, yeah, nah, nah. It was cool, like, it was some good fight.
Like, you remember,
it
like,
was some
stuff.
Good fights.
It was some good fights.
Dave see me
especially
fight.
With them chicks, man.
Dave
chicks
see me fight.
Chicks was fighting.
Them chicks,
oh, the
was,
chicks
fighting.
Was fighting. Like, chicks was fighting all the time. Chicks was fighting all the time.
I'm sorry, like
they
I ain't worried about them
mad.
Dudes
they
fight.
Was always
like,
mad at each
it
other.
Always somebody with the dudes punk out or
the chicks had
nigga
more
might
beef.
Get jumped. So it's not no. But with right. The chicks, they was square up, fair
they
up.
They had more beef than the dudes.
Yeah, like but
the, all along was
it
mad
was
at
the nigga's
other.
Fault. It was the nigga's fault because. Niggas
so?
Show up
no,
with,
don't put
no.
it on. Don't put it on.
Nah, niggas show up with Shorty. Nah. And Shorty be there and be like, oh, this your shit. And fuck you. And start. He's like, yeah. Mm. It was a lot out there. Or Shorty be like, I'm see it. This can't ring, bitch. It's a wrap. Niggas, we do it too. We was on it too. Nigga, see where this came from, nigga.
Yeah, when girls
niggas didn't want no beef.
Fights.
They see how deep we was.
Girls start a lot of yeah. Matter of fact, that's how a lot
we
of
was,
fights
yeah,
started.
Yeah, we
in
was
the,
deep,
in
bro.
In the skate key, there's always some chick from somewhere else, and you trying to holler at another nigga chick, and then
yeah, yeah. She don't be, but like
fight
and
start.
Back then in the teens, niggas had way more feelings about it. You know? Yeah, when you're young like that, it's more feelings like oh, you trying to holler at my girl? We got to fight about
yeah.
this.
A lot of them had no structure because like the girls. To be flirting, niggas wouldn't even know.
It's about feelings and everybody entourage. You know what I mean? You with your homies.
Everybody
they
had an entourage,
right? Yes. They with their homies.
Your man's gonna come and see,
right? Hey, oh, yo. Nah, we ain't taking.
Your man's
that.
Over there is, looking at your girl like an apple sandwich.
What's funny what? Is everybody had an entourage, and then you ain't even know if like there was two or three entourages close with each other. Like so the wrong one be like, yo, you don't even know you're gonna get jumped by like two entourages, nigga.
Yeah, niggas
it was deep.
Like, you know, that shit was wild back then.
Niggas was getting poked in New York.
We had fun.
We was fighting down here.
Yeah, we
it was fighting.
But then
too.
they were shooting too.
Yeah, they were shooting.
Yeah, fighting
yeah,
down here.
Yeah, that's a fact.
A lot of shooting
yeah. too. Everybody shooting down here. Guns. Everybody got guns down here. Y'all got guns in New York too.
Though. Yeah, but
yeah. Really get the
that's why
first.
People don't understand.
I mean,
like
that's just automatic.
Like
blade
even
stay
young,
on
like
you
still remember.
You can't get into the fucking skate key with a gun. You get into the skate key with a fucking knife, though. That's what it is. Nah,
it was
on.
Always in the parking lot when niggas was getting shot.
I'm
at.
Saying niggas is getting poked up inside the skate key. You know what I mean? You make it outside, and then outside is whatever outside is.
Yeah, New
but
York
you,
is different.
You're going to get poked up first.
New York is... See, I wasn't in New York in my teens.
Yeah. We just wanted to square off.
Yeah, we were fighting. That's what I'm saying. We
were
fighting.
Niggas was fighting too.
Nah, yeah, y'all was fighting, but
y'all
got
was
blades.
Different. Like.
I'm saying niggas was fighting, and then after the fight, niggas got poked.
But see, that's what I'm saying. We was fighting, and after the fight, it's once it get to the parking lot, niggas is shooting.
Right, so niggas, like,
it was some blades too, but
got,
they couldn't.
They were,
pull it
but
out.
It was more shootings. Though.
You remember they couldn't pull it out because it's a wrap after that.
You just got
it was more shooting.
Got extra steps. We just got a blade because
it was somebody got cut
shooting.
Up.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Niggas fight. Up. Niggas get poked. They go outside. Shots go off, and then everybody gets the fuck out of there. You know, this is just how things.
Hopefully,
go.
Everybody gets the fuck out of there. Because, you know, them bullets ain't got no names on them.
That's a fact.
Mm. Shout out to Nip on that one. Yeah, I remember some wild
skate
shit.
Ring.
Huh?
I'm saying skate ring.
Skate ring.
And it's still popping.
Do you remember some wild shit you did in your childhood to somebody you fuck with? And then you want to apologize for something like me. I want to apologize to Dave for shooting Dave with a BB gun.
You know what I'm saying? Tell the truth.
That's the truth.
You need to apologize to the right nigga.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name. But you need to apologize to the right nigga.
That's the right nigga. I need to apologize to him, though.
When you change somebody,
I don't accept.
Come on, Dave. You got to accept that. Come on, bro.
Dave. You got one coming.
What do you think? When you change somebody into a thug, that's when you talk about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Explain. Elaborate.
It was just, you know.
I hate how Dave
like to play video games and read books and, you know, be smart. You know, wear JCPenney clothes. Then after a while of getting picked on and picked on, you wearing.
That's what I said, bullying necessary. Yeah.
You wearing no mids.
Motherfuckers don't have.
You stupid.
I seen that shit.
He's wearing no mids. He's wearing bandanas. Looking like Santana.
So what you talking about?
Somebody, like, nah.
You know. Think Lex turned somebody into a thug or something? Yeah, say what you gonna say, man. You just
I just tell the truth. You need to tell it. I can't tell the story.
I ain't turned nobody into nothing.
You turned to a thug.
How?
All right, man.
Talking shit. Talking shit. What the how? I ain't turned nobody into no thug, man.
Tell the fucking truth.
All right, listen. I apologize to the homie I shot with the pellet gun back in the day.
Yeah, and what else?
I apologize to Dave for shooting him with a BB gun. Oh, I apologize to Fats for stabbing him, too.
You stabbed Fats? What the fuck was you on?
I didn't mean to
that
do
that. Was it. That New York shit. What was you watching, Sopranos?
This was right when I first moved down here and shit.
Oh, yeah, you was antsy. You was always high.
He trying to prove himself.
I'm from New York. I'm from New York.
Yeah.
I stab niggas.
Yeah.
Nah, you remember that big machete I had, Dave?
Tupac. Yeah.
He was trying to show his accent off, though. He lost that.
Yeah, my accent's gone.
He was trying to show off his accent.
My accent's definitely crazy. Gone. But anyway, we was talking shit to each other.
Country ass nigga.
He lost it, man.
Fuck y'all niggas.
How you feel, though?
I'm chilling.
Like when you lose your accent, you be like, damn.
I'm chilling.
I wish I had some recordings you was a kid. I'm fucking laughing right
now. I used to hate when motherfuckers used to tell me to say shit when I first moved down here.
Yo.
Yo, say dog. I was like, what?
Yeah. Yo, say quarter.
Yeah. Say quarter. Yeah.
Quarter. Quarter. Yeah, nigga.
That shit, yeah. You got that quarter shit used to annoy the fuck
the
out
fuck
of me.
Fuck up, nigga.
Yeah, right. Like, fuck out of here.
I'm about to slap your drink out your hand. Quarter, nigga. All right, come on, man. What the fuck are we talking about?
I just feel like I'm going to tell you, didn't you do some foul shit when you was younger?
When I did some foul shit?
Yeah, when you was younger.
Put your arms down. Yeah, why you got the Michael Jackson?
Yeah, like, put your fucking arms down, nigga. Who the fuck is this nigga, man?
I don't know.
I don't fuck with you.
Foul shit when I was younger. So you caught me off guard. I don't know.
That you got to apologize for.
That I have to. I mean,
well, I just apologize to you.
Yeah, nah, no. I don't accept. But foul shit when I was younger. I think when I was like in elementary school, there was this nigga that had this German Shepherd, and we would. You know, I used to walk home. Elementary school was up the street from my crib, from the apartment building, from DeKalb or whatever. Yeah, I mean, Marinette Avenue, you heard, right up the street.
I already know.
You know what I mean? There was somebody that had a fucking dog, and we was walking home, and this nigga used to play with us. He used to fuck around with us and let the dogs chase us a little bit.
No, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, all right. That's what I thought was fucked up, too. But yeah, the dog wasn't going to bite us or nothing. He just wanted to play.
You got teeth, right?
I mean, the niggas just wanted to play. I already knew it. But, I mean, I knew it afterwards. But one day, the nigga was walking his dog. He used to walk without no leash, and the dog was chasing after us. And I tripped one of the little niggas because he was running faster than me. He was behind me. This nigga started zooming past me.
And it was a homie?
I mean, he was one of the little niggas. He was a cool little niggas. I stuck my foot out. He tripped.
So you gonna let him get caught by the German?
Nigga, it was either him and me, and he was passing me. So I stuck my foot out. He fucking tripped on the floor, and
So you got mad because he was faster than you.
Well, I didn't get mad.
I can't tell because you tripped him.
No, that's not anger. That's called...
That's not anger.
No, that was just a survival task. tactic, nigga. You know what I mean? The nigga was, mm-hmm. he was a little faster. So it's either I get bit by the dog, if I be the last nigga in line, or he be the last nigga in line. So I stuck my little foot out, tripped the nigga. He fell behind. But the nigga, he called the dog back, so he ain't get bit up. Because he was fucking with us.
Right.
But either way, he had to go. It's either him or me. You know what I mean? Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
You know what I mean?
He was
I'm not apologizing, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Moses? No.
What? Nah. Yeah. I got picked on, so. Niggas be apologizing.
Why Moses ain't never did no foul shit?
Yeah, because a nigga lying.
Nah, I apologize. So.
Nigga ain't never did no crime.
Right.
And nigga ain't never did no funny shit. That's a lie.
That's a lie. That's a lie, nigga. It's a lie.
What the fuck?
Why? It's a lie.
Why are you gonna say it like that?
That's what it is.
Stop saying shit like that.
We all do crime, nigga. Cause I'm the only nigga with crime stories.
Hold up.
What you mean?
What crime stories y'all niggas done told?
Listen.
All right. Ain't nobody done told those crime stories.
We told the same summer crime story, nigga.
Nah, nigga. I told this story.
I helped you.
You ain't helped shit. You put me up to it.
I ain't shit.
Right.
Crime stories.
Fuck out of here.
I ain't shit.
And you ain't did shit.
You won't cry.
You were sitting in a fucking car. I went up to the house.
That's a lie.
I went up. Well, yeah.
That's a lie.
We was all in there.
Don't do that.
We was all scrumming.
You see what I'm saying?
Roaches.
And you want me to tell my shit. And you want me to tell my shit.
You gotta tell your shit, my nigga. I know it was over 7 years ago. You straight.
I did not know Dave was gonna come to the podcast and lie.
I ain't lying, nigga. We was all in there. All
right, cool.
We was all in there.
No, I apologize.
All right, fuck it. We getting the fuck out of here, but we do want to play dirty dope.
I apologize. What the fuck wrong with you? There's some more shit out there.
Do your thing, bro.
You fucking suck. Apologize to this nigga named Gary in second grade.
Hold on.
Second.
Why grade. You gotta say a nigga name? Don't say his name. Just
nah, fuck that.
That's for what you done.
I don't give a fuck. Now I'm saying his name.
Niggas named Gary.
You know what I'm saying? He the only one that know this story.
Second grade. You gonna make me go
who's
back
getting,
now.
Yeah, he was getting lunch. He was getting lunch. And he always had his back. You know what I'm saying? Because he was kind of crazy. But he was like, yeah, bitch. I said, I was in front of you. I was looking at this girl. She had like four of her homegirls. She was like, what you say? He was like, you heard what I said? My man agreed with me too.
My man.
Yo, so she look at me, right? I look up. I don't know what this man talking about.
Second grade. I don't know what this man talking about.
I'm telling you, like, I had sense. I don't know what this man talking about. I just want to eat my... She was like, you see what I'm saying? He's smart. She smacked the shit out of that nigga. Like, I'm talking about, he was laid out for a good minute. Like,
you ain't have his back.
Yeah. I feel sorry for him.
You ain't shit.
I got my lunch, though.
I got my lunch, though.
You know what I saying? Got my lunch.
But yeah, pizza,
yeah, they came my friends, so Friday. I don't care.
You know what I mean?
I'm like,
that's how I got cool with the bitches.
You stupid.
Oh, yeah, my nigga Bernie Sanders said all lunch should be free for all students. But
now, I agree with that.
Word up.
Feed the kids, my nigga.
I apologize.
The kids shouldn't have to worry about eating when they in school.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They should be focused on...
And the parents shouldn't have to worry about paying for it.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
But you know how things go. Somebody gotta get the money.
Yeah, I mean.
Somehow them taxes that the parents pay...
There you go.
...should pay for the fucking food.
There you go.
And there we go. And I ain't got no kids. Word.
Right. I shouldn't have to send my kid.
I ain't got to pay for fucking food for the school.
I ain't gonna know. The
only thing y'all niggas need to worry about is teaching my kid. Feed my nigga. You know what I mean? Feed my little nigga and teach my little nigga.
Feed him.
Because I pay enough taxes.
And give him the right knowledge.
Because I know the taxes is crazy.
Feed him and give him the right knowledge.
I'm voting.
I see how much taxes come out my check, and I know I'm contributing to the education system.
I'm voting.
Out here,
you got to vote, man.
Even the fucking...
Yo, can I finish my shit?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go
ahead. I'm sick of y'all motherfuckers keep doing that shit.
What you want me to do?
So anyways, apologize to my sixth grade teacher because
Are you apologizing for Greg or the teacher, nigga?
No, it's over with.
You said Greg? I thought it was Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, see there? Get out of here. It's another one. Shut up.
That's the same.
Shut up. So, anyways, sixth grade teacher, everybody was peeing. My homeboy peed on somebody.
Why your homeboy peeing on people?
Listen, if I told you who it was, it'd be funny, right? But he peed on the boys by accident. It was like, he said, put your hands up. So he said, what? Freeze. So he turned around, peed on him by accident.
Oh, he was in the bathroom or
something? Yeah. Oh, kids. So this teacher, nigga, like,
put your hands up. This nigga just turned around and
peed on him. And peed on him. So they was yelling, pee on me. So the teacher came to the door. So the teacher came to like the door where the bathroom said, she was like, what's going on? And then I yell out, see there? The teacher trying to see a pee-pee. Niggas start busting out laughing, like, you can hear it all the way out there because you had to sit. We was in the gym. You got to use the bathroom in the gym. Mm. So we went in recess. So everybody heard, they laughing and shit. So I had to get in trouble.
So you was the pee-pee whisperer, huh?
Nah. The pee-pee whisper. How's that pee-pee whisper?
I don't know.
No, that's not whispering, nigga. I was funny back then. I was like, you trying to see our pee-pee?
Okay, pee-pee.
Pee-pee. And then pee-pee.
Okay, pee-pee.
Okay, pee-pee.
Yeah. Pee-pee. We're going to do the dirty dope of the week.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck what y'all do.
This Mr. Homie Stizzy the Great for the summer.
Let's go.
Yeah. I just can't wait for the summer. Stacking my bread, I'ma stunt on them this summer. Big old booties. Bathing suits all summer. I'm running them beds and throwing my bam all summer.
I'm talking the whole summer.
I just can't wait for the summer. Stacking my bread, I'ma stun on them this summer. Big old booties and bathing suits all summer. I'm running them beds and throwing my bam all summer.
Stizzy, I'm talking the whole summer.
Look, it's getting hot outside.
Ladies winning, they be coming outside. Then get the way that I run up them beds. You can tell that I'm on my grind, it's like my hustle is perfected. I need a beat, drinking some water. All jokes aside, I drunk too much lean of liquor. Shawty homegirl got blocked. But I swear the next time that I see her, I got to get her. Look, I swear I am that dude. I got the juice like a lemonade stand. I bust out the pack and go to work with grams. The boys stand to me like Carmen the van. You must not know who I am. I'm a slim fly dude out of 2-6. Got beef, I treat it like me, that the roof crisp. I'ma let them see it all like the roof miss. And I got two bad bitties in the back. Just wait a couple months and I'ma stunt on them. I was taught to grind hard, so I won't for nothing. They talk a good game, but I know y'all front. You ain't got your money up if you ain't talking about a budget. If you ain't got one, there's no discussion. What's the point in rushing? But when you're single, they can get the fun.
Man,
I can't wait for this
shit. I can't wait for the summer. Stacking my bread, I'ma stunt on them this summer. Beat on booties and bathing suits all summer. I'm running them beds and throwing my bed all summer.
I'm talking the whole summer.
I just can't wait for the summer. Stacking my bread, I'ma stun on them this summer. Big old booties and bathing suits all summer. I'm running them beds and stowing my fam all summer.
Let's do it. I'm talking the whole summer.
I'm running my beds on the low low. Keep an eye out for bitter women in the po-po. No love lost, shawty, you can hurt me no more. I'm trying to make something shake like a snow globe. I can make the block jump like a pogo. Tell your baby mama I'm the one like a solo. I'm back out doing my thing on the dolo. Sign the tickets, kissing babies and take a photo. And that's rockstar shit. Shawty, come and get some of this rockstar. We do a beat like riding rims with a lift kit. People talking breezy, but I bet they won't do this. I ain't got a perpetrate like I ever seen a brick. But I can still show you how the product in a real flip. Y'all boys questionable even if it is a G. I ain't talking after when I say I'm sticking to the script.
Look at here, Shawty, let's have a good time.
Cause this song is fun.
If they your friends and of course Shawty, they can come.
You made me see me cause I'm Stevie Wonder. Make a chick come find out she ain't got a wonder. Might like her a lot, but I'll never love her. This how I go in the song.
So that's the homie Stizzy the Great.
Okay.
For the summer. From the Ville. Fuck with it. I went to Federal State with him. So, you know what I mean? One of the homies and shit. You got some shit, Dave?
Like it's motivation.
We're patch the aux, you heard?
Good? See what the fuck Dave gonna do here for us with the chicken wing, the lemon pepper.
All right, man, stop shouting out stuff.
What you want me to do, man? I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling, man. What you want me to do? I'm chilling.
Lemon pepper and you got extra butter.
That's my nigga, Prezi Supreme. Off his Prezi Supreme off his project Now or Never. It's called Hypebeast.
Tell me what's the price? Girl, that's your man, but he just a hype. It's only for the night. I promise you won't meet a nigga like me. It's your chance, baby, take a flight. That's your hoe, but you call her wife. Fee. With the gang, ain't no switching sides. Never. Promise you won't meet a nigga like me.
She said I remind her of Tupac. Yeah. Getting this money, no, I only party on rooftops. Yeah. High in the coupe, we smoke on gelato and moon rocks. Yeah. She wanna get faded, so I feed her bottles of blue dot. Yeah, then give me a new thot. Labels gon' say that I'm too hot. Yeah, go in your bag, well I had to go in the toolbox. Yeah, remember the days I used any money to food shop. Yeah, now that it's lit, I'm buying a crib in the boondocks. Yeah, and bust up a new watch. Been a real nigga since diapers. No, I don't care if they like us. Stick to the plan, get to the bag. Hit every island but Rikers. Used to dream, used to plot and scheme, just to go rapping the ciphers. Telling you ain't no more verses for free. Now we go check up the prices, moment of silence.
Tell me what's the price? Girl, that's your man, but he just a hype beast. Keep it real, it's only for the night. I promise you won't meet a nigga like me. This your chance, baby, take a flight. That's your hoe, but you call her wife. Fee. With the gang, ain't no switching sides. Promise you won't meet a nigga like me.
Set a reminder, B.I.G. Only do bottles in VIP. Yeah. Bitch, the bandits got me speaking Spanish like Carlos Suave and Ben Arki. Keep all the fame, niggas is fake. I'm drunk off way too much Hennessy. These ain't no rappers, niggas is scammers. They just be taking identities. Scammers. Lifestyle still bittersweet. She say I bring her the inner freak. Yeah. Sleeping on me, so I give him heat. City feeling like the Middle East. Feel the peace, bring the wave. I ain't never with the hype.
Never.
Come around me, there's no being neutral. Better tell them pick a side. You ain't never been a guy. You ain't fucking with the fly. They be lying if they say they fine. Nigga like this ever in they life. Pull up the sour and purple, yeah. Feeling like sex, wait homie selling that Virgil.
Off white,
yeah. Wanna be down, tell him to step in the circle.
Initiation,
making a movie, they ain't no going commercial. Yeah, nigga I heard you, get.
Tell me what's the price? Girl that's your man, but he just a hype beast. Keep it real, it's only for the night. I promise you won't meet a nigga like me. This your chance, baby, take a flight. That's your hoe, but you call her wife. Fee. With the gang, ain't no switching sides. Promise you won't meet a nigga like me.
Tell me what's the price? Tell me what's the price?
Yeah, shout out to the Bronx.
What's that price?
Feel me? 233rd, White Plains Road.
Nice vibe.
You know what I mean?
Nice vibe.
I fuck with it. So what is this? This is Dirty Water Podcast. This motherfucking episode 43. We still doing this shit. What's up? What's up?
Ain't got We ain't got no other topic?
Nah, we out of this motherfucker, bro.
We ain't got no other topic.
No.
Word. Shout out to Wake Plains 914.
We ain't got to eat that.
We're gonna save it.
I'm done. I'm out.
Hey, yo, hold up. Shout out to the Ville East Side. What up? Shout out to Charlotte. Shout out to Chicago, Australia. All that shit. Thank you to everybody that fucking listened to us. Check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC.
Shaboobie. Instagram. Fucking boobie.
Instagram. Dirty_water_ podcast. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. We on SoundCloud, man. If you listen to us on your Apple, rate us, leave reviews, whatever. Fuck with us. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Instagram.
You already know.
We out this motherfucker.
We out.
We do got a topic.
We do got a what?
Don't worry about it. We gonna cover.
Nah, we ain't doing nothing.
You're
huh? Can you please?